You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Steve, man, it's been a long time, you know, that Canada's had World Cup qualifiers that are this meaningful. And now they'll go into one of the most famous stadiums in the world. How do you handicap this match tonight for Canada?
I think that you have to look at it, actually. There's three games in this international window and for World Cup qualifying. And, you know, whether they could do the unthinkable and beat Mexico and Mexico for the first time in this program's history, and the first time Mexico would lose a home game to anybody in about 8 years, I think that could be secondary. I think it's a nice thing. But I think at the same time, you have to look that there's two very winnable games in this window against Jamaica and Panama, and that I think you come out of this window with 6 points, so 2 wins out of 3 games. You've had an extremely successful window, and you really have done very, very well and will likely be in the top two or three in the standings where you need to be to qualify for the World Cup. I think it's going to be an interesting situation for Canada and Coach John Herdman, which is you got 3 games you have to manage this lineup through. Do you load all the big guns for this game, or do you save them for what could be and make sure you get the points that you know you can get for sure and save them for the other two? It's a really interesting conundrum. Like, do you go with the A lineup and try to show Mexico toe-to-toe that Canada has arrived and that we're here, or do you say, we'll maybe do that in November when you guys come to Commonwealth Stadium? To me, it's an interesting decision that John Herdman's got to make, and I'm fascinated to see what lineup decisions he's going to make tonight.
Because they play tonight, then, of course, they play Jamaica on Sunday at 4 o'clock Edmonton time, and then they have a home date next Tuesday against Panama, and those teams are ranked 59th and 68th, respectively, at that point. And so, you know, Steve, a game Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday. Your three stars, they should be able to play those games without fatigue factor, do you think? Or is that a significant thing to look at?
I think they're coming off their league seasons, too. And, I think if they play 270 minutes, you get some angry phone calls from Bayern Munich and Lille in France asking why those guys were playing every minute of every game. And, I mean, that's the kind of, you know, that's the tightrope you have to play when you're an international coach like John Herdman. You know, you have relationships you have to build with these big, big clubs now that you have superstars, legitimate superstars on your team. And like Jonathan David was just announced as Lille's player of the month for the first month of the season. You kind of have to work with them a little bit. And you have to sort of say, hey, you know, we're taking these guys. And, you know, while you're required to release them, we're not going to send them back to you dog tired or, you know, with possible injury risks. So I think there is a tightrope. I think what makes it easier tonight is it's supposed to be unseasonably cold in Mexico City tonight. Only supposed to get down like 10 degrees or something like that. So if it does, if the weatherman is right and it is that cold in Mexico, and then you might be in a better situation with extending guys and playing guys because you're playing in more ideal soccer weather than, let's say, playing in heat. But you still have to deal with the altitude and you have to deal with the smog of Mexico City. And it's, you know, from everything players have told me, it's not the altitude that kills you. It's bad enough. It's the smog that kills you. For any player that I know who's played in that stadium over the years. I remember one player, I won't say his name, famously told me that the best training for Azteca Stadium is to start smoking a pack of cigarettes a week before you play there. Because that gets you kind of ready for what you're going to be dealing with a lot of times in Mexico City.
So now, 10 degrees Celsius, is that what it's supposed to be tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking at the weather. It says 24 during the day and 10 in the evening. So I'm assuming it might not get down that far by kickoff time in the evening in Mexico City. But, I don't think, you know, even if it was 24, it would be fantastic. it's not going to be that beating hot temperature that, you know, maybe we've seen in the past in games in Mexico that they played to their advantage. Now, again, the altitude plays a factor, not just in your fatigue, but just in the way the ball travels and handles. You know, again, players have told me in the past, it takes a little bit sometimes to understand that crosses go just a little bit further, that sometimes you overhit ball. Sometimes as a keeper, you might misjudge a ball because the ball carries, right? And you're just not used to it if you don't train in it a lot and you don't play in those conditions a lot. And that's why Mexico doesn't lose at home. And you know, you can say, oh, it's CONCACAF. Who are they really playing? I guarantee you, if the top European teams and South American teams have to go there regularly, they would lose regularly. It's one of the most intimidating, horrible places for a road team to play in any sport of any kind in the world, a road international in Mexico City against Mexico.
Steve Sandor joins us on the Sports Leader TSN 1260 as a... We are discussing, of course, Canada taking on Mexico tonight. That'll be 7:40. Steve, a lot of people wonder, where can they watch it? What's the best way for the diehard fans to want to watch this game tonight?
It's going to be on Sportsnet 360 and on One Talker. Okay. So if you have either service, you know, you can have the screens on. Hey, I know it's a busy night. You know, some of us are going to have some hockey on. I'm probably going to have baseball playoffs and the soccer game on at the same time. And maybe, you know, a huge NFC West game happening tonight too, right? So you've got it all happening tonight at one time. So this is the night, if you've got a couple of laptops to go and a TV screen to go, this is the night to do it. You know, this is the night to enjoy it because it's really not just Thursday night. This is a huge weekend for sports all the way through. It's just a cavalcade. It just keeps coming at you. So it's a huge one. And, you know, really this sets the stage. And, you know, I'm just teasing it. This is, you know, just part one of this Mexico-Canada battle for when they come here in November. And to me, that's going to be the real event when the Mexicans come here in mid-November.
Is it just too simple to say, you know, Canada, tonight's result, well, it would be great to get a draw or a win. Ultimately, if they lose tonight but then win the next two, that's a really successful, you know, week for the Canadian team. I'm not saying this from a mindset of the team. I'm just talking from an analyst perspective. Like, obviously, you want to win every game you play. I understand all that. But when you look at it realistically, Steve, if they can get two wins here, that would be a big deal.
I think you would look at the table and you would see if Canada got 6 points, they would likely be in the top three in the table. And we could say, we are done with our road game in the United States. We're done with our road game in Mexico. Other teams all have to do those. And when the Americans and Mexicans have to play us again, they're both going to be at home, right? So I think the Canadians would say, not only would we be near the top three, we have the best schedule now coming home of any of the teams in CONCACAF. So really it's a matter, I think the most dangerous thing that could happen is if, let's say, they do get a point in Mexico but extend themselves so much that they end up throwing points away against a Jamaican team that's not going to be at full strength because of some players missing because of COVID restrictions, and a Panamanian team that's beatable. You know, I think it's that same analogy, you know. You know, what good is, let's say, the Oilers going in and going on a road trip and beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, but then losing three in a row afterwards? You know, it's no different. You got to be careful sometimes. And I think it's no different than the other sports where sometimes, you know, coaches will think, do I start the backup goalie against the big team to make sure I have the starter going against the two teams, you know, we really should beat? So it's, you know, you're not just judging the Mexico game tonight. It's the other two. You know, if it was me, and I know that some people are going to scream and holler, I would sit Davies and David tonight. I would sit them and have them fresh and ready for the other two and take the 6 points that are on the table. I think maybe even John Herdman, if he hears that, would be on the phone with me and say, Steve, you're crazy. We got to now, you know, show that we're right there with the big boys. But I'm a play the schedule kind of person, and I'm like, make sure that you not only can you beat Jamaica but win by several goals and make sure that you can get the points done against Panama and get those done. And Mexico, if you're close in like say the 50th, 60th minute, if you're in the game, then bring those guys in, fresh legs, and put them to the sword. Absolutely. But would I start them? I might be cagey and not. But that, you know, the listeners are probably saying, crazy.
What about just half a game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You bring him in second half. If you kept
Or you wouldn't start him and take him out? Why wait till? Why not just start him and then bring him out? What's the difference?
I would think that you. I would bring him in fresh in the second, or maybe split them up. I'm not. You know. And again, you know, we could just. This is the great thing about being the armchair coach. We can debate this to the end. If you'd start them and pull them early, or if you'd, you know, let them sit and see where the team goes. I think that right now this is a big chance for experience. And I think you want to see maybe how the first half goes. But at the same time, you know, I understand the argument. Mexico hasn't really beaten anyone badly yet. They're winning their games. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They're handling it, and you can argue they're just being efficient. Like they're saying, look, we're not going to burn. Just like any other team, we're trying to keep our relationships good with all the club teams. We're not burning guys. We're not out here to hammer anyone. We know we're going to qualify. And they might be playing through this tournament so far in second gear. You just don't really have quite a feel for it. Canada again played well against Mexico in the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
But at the same time, neither team had their starters, right? Both teams left a lot of starters at home for that tournament. So the teams that you're going to see are not going to resemble the teams that played in the Gold Cup. So it's so hard to sort of judge. But I think, I think Canada, the first most important thing is survive the first 20 minutes. If you get to that first 20 minutes and you're in a good situation, then you can go. I remember the last qualifying round in the home game in Vancouver, which I was at, and Benito Floro, the coach at the time, thought we can play with Mexico, and they went run and gun, and they thought that we could do it, and Mexico scored a couple of quick goals, and it was over. So I think that you have to really be measured, and I think you have to really worry about are the expectations on Canada a little too great? Like, have we overrated where they are or how far they've come? We've come a long, long way. But I think it's a dangerous thing to sort of say, hey, we've come this far, this fast. Because, as I said, you could put France, you could put Brazil, you know, you could put England in that stadium tonight against Mexico, and they would have a hard time. Because Mexico at home, in the altitude, in the smog, in front of one of the loudest, most boisterous fan bases that you'll find in any sport in the world, is an entirely different ask than anything that you ask really for a lot of things in sport. So that is going to be the challenge. If they come through this with a point, honestly, I think, you know, and if they can get the points in the next two games, I think we can start planning for Qatar in the winter of 2022.
Oof. I love it. That'd be fantastic. Well, Steve, always good to appreciate, or always good to talk to you. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the match tonight, and then Sunday and Tuesday, we'll probably talk to you before Tuesday's match as well. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you soon.